Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Amen. It's he that leads us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It that guides us, that prepares a way for us. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Will you enter in and just surrender all over to God right now, knowing that God is able to, hallelujah, to divinely intervene and turn it all around for your good. Amen. We serve a God of turnaround. We serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God that heals, that delivers, that sets free. Amen. That redeems. Amen. Come on, come on. Enter in this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we come, oh God, giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, we come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And Father God, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for another day that you've given us, hallelujah, by your grace and mercy, that you've given us another day to press in and press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, amen, and no one will stop us or take away what you've given to us, amen. We give you praise and we give you honor and glory, oh Lord, and we ask, oh Lord, that you would just have your way. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in this place, amen, through the place of your children is right now, that you will have your way, saturate the atmosphere, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. It's you, Father God, that remembered us and kept us on today. It's you that awakened our sleeping spirits, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we ask that you open up our ears to hear and receive what you are saying to your children, oh God, that we may be obedient, oh God, to your will and way for our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh Lord. Let there be a great pouring in right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much the kind of glory as possible, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we surrender all over to you right now, withholding nothing. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, amen. And we just want to say thank you right now, because we receive it. We walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and declare that we will not be denied, amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, amen. But we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for your presence right now, amen. For your word says that when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, amen, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your word says that yet while we're still praying, amen, you're already answering. So we decree to answer prayers on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no more delays, no missed opportunity, no setbacks, no losses, amen, no lack, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But we have sufficient. Hallelujah, because we have Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of confusion, every spirit of distraction, destruction, death, and premature death, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses, our spirit of oppression, depression, suicide, spirit of homosexuality. Now, hallelujah, we come against every spirit of sickness, disease, Lord, right now, every spirit outside the Holy Spirit that's operating us. Hallelujah, we command you to cease your work, and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We welcome the Holy Spirit to have your way. Fill these areas that the enemy has vacated right now to overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for him. Hallelujah. How many come to receive on today? We decree and declare that there's nothing that the devil can do to stop us from receiving what God has for us. Amen. We remove every stumbling block to our blessing, every stumbling block to our breakthrough right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord has healed us. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And we receive our healing right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us. Amen. Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Release the grace to press in and to press on the power of your spirit and to win, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Let us to be able to press on and to win. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the God that is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we are trusting you for our breakthrough and our peace. Amen. Our breakthrough and our strength, our breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our marriages, breakthrough in our relationships, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us go to the greater glory and honor to you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for divine positioning this morning, that we may receive all the blessings that are coming from heaven. We can't thank you enough, Father God. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask right now, hallelujah, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds. Amen. Hallelujah. And cleanse out all darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives of those in our family and all that we love and concerned about us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, in each person that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of hearing and knowing you. Oh, Lord, let your glory be upon us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We decree and declare your goodness right now. We decree and declare that you are with us. Hallelujah, right now. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, the incidents of the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us, your children. Oh, Lord, let that we can be purged out the land right now, God. He come out of our shot. He said that he come. Come on, he can see the mouth. Thank you, Lord. He come out of our shot. Father, the bullshit. We thank you that breakthrough is here. We thank you that strongholds are being destroyed, soul ties are being destroyed, amen. Strong bands are being cut down right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Messages from the camp of Satan are being destroyed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, move like never before, God. Lord, we come to receive on today, oh God. Oh Lord, we don't come to be the same. We come to be transformed, that our minds may be renewed, oh God. Helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God, that we shall receive your perfect peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, amen. The peace that takes us and helps us through adversity that comes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, though they play us, we still going to trust them. We don't wait on the Lord, amen, to renew our strength like any way, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the God right now, for this is the church, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, saying thus the Lord. Amen. And we just can't thank you enough, Father God. We come and we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And we shall testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We come walking in expectation, expecting God to do it, expecting it to show up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receiving the victory over all the forces of hell. Hallelujah to your name, Father. And Lord, we ask, oh God, as we enter into this morning, oh God, that we all will be able to receive. That we all will be able to hear you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. And we decree and declare that we shall receive on today in this service. Amen. Divine direction and instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all that God has portioned for us. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. To that there's no lack with you, Lord God. As we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, we come knowing and believing that all that we need is added to us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, we have come to understand, hallelujah, where would we be? We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That each and every day throughout the day, as many times as we like, we can come to the throne room of grace and receive your words. Not only that, hallelujah, that you hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll forever thank you, Father God. We rejoice in the hearing and the calling upon your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your word is forever established in heaven. And Lord, we pray this morning that you'll bless us in our going and coming on today. Let those of us, oh God, that will be traveling, oh God, including myself this morning, Father. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every prayer that went forth. Amen. And every prayer that will go forth in this Sunday service. And even after this service, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And over every form of transportation that we may take on today, or those in our family, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay, our homes, all that we have and all that we will have. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers it and protects it. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, amen, the enemy cannot come near. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all things are working together for the good of our lives. For our Heavenly Father have divinely intervened on our behalf and those in our family, and have turned it all around for our good. And we thank you for it, Lord, that we can decree and declare that we are blessed, amen, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we receive it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail. And the promise of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many glad to be here this morning? Amen. Today is February the 26th, amen, 2023, a day we have never seen before. We just thank God for the new day. Hallelujah, new mercy, new grace, amen. A new, hallelujah, the new day that we can be used by Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, I come to be, hallelujah, I come to serve on today, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen, welcome everyone here to Sunday service this morning. We are just so glad to be right here with you, and we are so grateful for you taking out the time to be here with us. But most of all, we just want to say welcome, and we just want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we shall rejoice and be so glad in it, because God is so good. And he is so worthy to be praised, because we woke up this morning. Amen. Woke up this morning seeing a brand new day, new mercies and new grace. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here to Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I'm Pastor Dorothy Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. God bless you.
Amen. And we just want to welcome you here to Sunday service, every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas, Houston, Texas, and all its surrounding areas. Welcome. Welcome here to Sunday service. Amen. All of our brothers and sisters and family members and friends from Louisiana. Amen. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for loving us. Welcome here to Sunday service this morning. Every single one of our brothers and sisters and family members and friends in New York and all of this about the spirit of the Joel and Amy Atreus and all the other family members and friends there in that area. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. We love y'all. Thank y'all for loving us. Thank y'all for coming to Sunday service faithfully. Oh, my goodness. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Beautiful spirits of God. Welcome here to Sunday service. And even to our brother in Christ, Minister Learn Green, he and his wife and his family there in Chicago, Illinois, and all its surrounding areas. Welcome here to Sunday service this morning as well. Welcome, welcome. We love y'all as much. Thank y'all for loving us as well. Believers everywhere, from the north and the south and the east and the west, coming together to lift up the name of Jesus. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like for you to press 1. Press 1 and let us know who you are, where you're from. And if you do have something you want to bring in prayer, see, this is that opportunity when believers come together. When believers come together praying about anything, that's what the word says. The word says when 2 or 3 are gathered together, asking anything in his name, in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. So this is that opportunity. So do press 1. Do press 1. And we would definitely open up your lines and give you an opportunity to let us know who you are. Let us welcome you and give you an opportunity to come for prayer. Amen. If you are online and you are streaming live online, do call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1 and do it exactly the same. You know, let us know who you are, where you're from, if you have something that you want to bring in prayer. You know, this is that opportunity. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to go song selection from Brother Joel Washington. Amen. For saving us. And then we'll take you communion. And then we'll have a speech word. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joel Washington, God bless you.
God bless you. I'm just so God bless you. I'm just so glad to be with y'all this morning. You know,
amen.
You know, God is able. He's able to do all things but fail. I just thank you for keeping me in prayer and my nephew and my whole family. Not only my family, but all family all over the world, because I don't know their situation. All I can say, I know mine, but I know God is able to do all things. Just keep me in prayer. I'm going through a procedure this Thursday, and I put everything in God's hand because I know God is able to do what he say he's going to do, and I believe and trust in him. Disobedient, keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Disobedient, keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Why disobedient, keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Disobedient, keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. What is so outside of mine? Keep getting dimmer. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This so outside of mine. Keep getting dimmer. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Why these old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. These old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Why this old back of mine keep on aching. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on aching. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. What is so building? Keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. What is so building? Keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much for blessing us with this wonderful song. Amen. This old building keeps on leaning. I can't wait to that day when we move into a better home. And that's being right there with the Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. And before we go, Apostle Tyonique and I, Mr. Learn Green, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, over every single hand that may touch your body, over every single one that come together for this procedure that you will have on Thursday. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ between you and any kingdom, and any kingdom other than God's kingdom, because you belong to God. Amen. And we say all is well with you. All is well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are well because God is well. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the testimony that's being birthed in our uncle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our, we're going to partake in communion, which we do every Sunday morning. Amen. If you just give us a moment here, let me see your Bible, Pastor, if you don't mind. Mine is in almost in shreds, and I know my husband, like, won't you just give it up? And I just don't want to let it go. Hallelujah, God. Amen. If you have your elements set it so you can partake, just give me a moment here to grab your wine or grab your juice, your water, your cracker, your bread, amen, to partake in communion. So go ahead. We're going to partake in communion this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He then took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. What else can we do, hallelujah, other than give you thanks? When we remember, Lord, what you have done right here on the cross, how you defeated Satan, how you had already made all things possible unto us. We, all you left for us to do is just believe you and to give you thanks. And remember what you have done. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities. and trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses with you to the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can now take this piece of bread, remembering your finished work. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. We remember how your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for touching us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for healing us. We thank you, Lord, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. And we partake in faith right now. You may eat, church. Your word says that in 1 Corinthians, that after supper, Jesus, you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. It sanctifies us and redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray with so much love and so much thanksgiving in our hearts. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen. God is so good. See, there are times of William when you're wondering how he gonna do it. See, we need to become those believers that knowing that he's already have done it. See, that's what it means to be a believer. Believers mean that you trusting in the Lord with every single thing, knowing that it's already done. That don't mean that we don't come to God with those things that are concerning us. This means that we come to God with a mindset knowing that it is already finished, it's already done. That's how we come to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go straight to the word.
Hallelujah. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning, and we just want to welcome the Holy Spirit. We just want to welcome him here. We know that the Holy Spirit has to be welcomed in. See, we came to worship the Lord today. We came to hear the word of God today, and we have made it here to this place. I would like for every single one who is here in attendance today in Sunday service to help me to welcome this beautiful Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This anointed apostle, anointed prophetess that God have called and he have equipped for this time, equipped for the calling. See, we need to know how to have a relationship with God, and we thank God that he gives us someone like my beautiful wife to help us to get there, to build the body of Christ. Hallelujah. For the perfection of the saints. Devoted mother, devoted pastor, devoted apostle to her church, hallelujah, devoted to her family members and friends and devoted to her family and her children, but most of all devoted to God, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit each and every day of her life. Help me welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise right now because he's worthy. All praise. I give our honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, who is the head of my life and the lift of my head, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the gift of God. Amen. And we just thank God on today. Let us enter in and receive the word. I won't be before you long. I did want to miss Sunday. I know I said last Sunday I wasn't going to be here, but I had enough time to go ahead and give the word that God has given me today to deliver here as I go out to Solid Rock Full Gospel Church here in Houston, Texas. So, again, I won't be before you long. And I ask for the grace on today, amen, as I bow out a little bit early, but definitely want to give you the word on today. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God. We come, oh God, that we may receive right now, Father God. We ask you to remove every obstacle, every stumbling block, oh God, anything that the enemy has set up, oh God, to stop us from receiving what you are saying to the church, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way right now in me. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me, that the word of God may go forward. Oh, Lord, anoint my vocal cords, oh God. Hallelujah. That I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that your word shall be established, oh God, in the hearts and the mind of your children, that they will live a life, oh God, hallelujah, that is pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let your glory arise upon each of us here in service on today according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life, amen, and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Let me be that vessel that you flow through unhindered. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I silence the mouth of the enemy right now. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message today is, it was necessary. Mm-hmm. My Lord, my God, it was necessary, and it is still necessary. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know a lot of times we're going through things in our life and we don't understand why did we have to go through, why did it take this long, and why this and why that. I want you to know the answer is, it is necessary. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand what necessary means. If you Google it on your phone or you look in the Webster Dictionary, you understand necessary. It requires to be done. Amen. Necessary requires it to be done or achieved or present. Amen. Needed, neither essential. It is necessary. Some things can't happen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just things that's necessary in order for those things to take place. In order for those things, amen, to manifest, it is necessary that certain things must happen. Hallelujah. You may not agree with it. You may not want it, but I want you to understand it is necessary.
Amen.
The full meaning of necessary is absolutely needed and required.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if you go with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 18 through 28, and as I stated earlier, I won't be before you long, and I do apologize, hallelujah, in advance, hallelujah. Genesis chapter 37, verse 18 through 28, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, and I'm coming up the New King James Version, verse 18, it says, now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him. Then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. Come therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what, hallelujah, what will become of his dreams. If you don't know this story, let me bring it back to your remembrance. We're talking about Joseph and his brothers who conspired to kill him.
Yeah, amen.
The Bible says in 21, says, but Reuben heard it and delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said to them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he may, hallelujah, deliver him out of their hand and bring him back to his father.
Yeah.
So it came to pass when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him.
Yeah.
Verse 21 said, then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. 25 said, and they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, and with their camels and barren spices and balm and myrrh, and on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So Judah said to his brothers, what profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brothers listened. Then Midianite traders passed by. So the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. I want to stop right there just for a moment. Even your family would turn on you because it is necessary. Amen. I want us to understand it is necessary. And it was necessary for what God is about to bring you through, and for what God has prepared for you, though you may not understand right now. I want you to know today, church, it is necessary. The Bible says, and Reuben returned to the pit, and indeed Joseph was not in the pit, and here, and he tore his clothes, and he returned to his brother and said, the lad is no more, and where shall I go? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to fast forward here just a little bit. We go to 39, hallelujah, 39 verse, hallelujah, shot time. I'm going to 19 through 23, amen. My Lord, my God. See, Joseph, he went through some things. Hallelujah. See, God was ordering the path that he was to go, amen, hallelujah. I want you to understand there are things that are happening in your life, amen. It ain't because something that you did, and it may be because of something you did. I want you to understand God has a plan for you, and it is necessary that you go through these things to get there. Hallelujah. So all will glorify the God. And no, nobody did it but God.
Amen.
It got to look like God did it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 30, hallelujah. When we look at verse 39, verse 19 through 23.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My Lord. See, Joseph was thrown in jail, so you can understand. He was, hallelujah, he was lied on. He was mistreated. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand this. Amen. He was accused of things that he did not do. My Lord, my God. When we look at verse 19 through 23,
mm-hmm.
The Bible says, hallelujah, this is after Joseph was accused, hallelujah, by the king's wife
mm-hmm.
of trying to rape her.
Yeah.
Yes. My Lord, my God. He was set up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Some of us are set up because guess what? It's necessary.
Hmm.
It's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, so it was when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, your servant did to me after this manner, that his anger was aroused. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison, but the Lord was with him.
Amen.
The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed, hallelujah, to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. Verse 23 says, the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. I want you to understand it's necessary. Don't you go in, hallelujah, even in your situation, God is still able to bless you. God is still able to sustain you. God is still able, hallelujah, to make your enemies bless you, that you ain't even have favor in their sight.
Yeah.
It is necessary, hallelujah, for what God is about to take you to. Amen. where God is about to bring you from. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My Lord, my God, if we go over to verse 40, we just drop down a little bit. Hallelujah. I want you to understand why it was necessary. In verse, chapter 40, verse 14. Verse 14 says, hallelujah. See, there were prisoners that were also in, hallelujah, in prison with him. And they had dreams, and it disturbed them, and they wanted to know what these dreams are about. And they can't Joseph interpret their dreams. Verse 12 said, let me go to 12 first. Said, and Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within the 3 days, Pharaoh will lift you, lift up your head and restore you to your place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler. But verse 14, he says, but remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house.
Yeah.
But God was saying, not yet. Hallelujah. See, I want you to understand, hallelujah, there were many that are supposed to bring you out that you helped. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to forget you because guess what? It's necessary during that time because God is doing a new thing. Amen. He's preparing a way for you. So it is necessary, amen, for the appointed time that God is going to bring you out.
Uh-huh.
If you drop down to verse 23, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you drop down to verse 23, church, hallelujah, the Bible says, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph but forgot him. It's necessary. For those say, you know what, I make it, I'm going to remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I come out, I'm telling you, when I get it, you got it too.
Mm-hmm.
But how quickly they forget because it's necessary because God wants to do it himself in the appointed time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He will bring that remembrance to the one, hallelujah, that forgot all about you
mm-hmm.
at that appointed time because it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. In verse 12, hallelujah, Shatai, come on now. But 41, verse 12 here. Joseph was remembered. I want to say, Joseph was remembered. Why? Because this was the set time that God appointed for Joseph to come out of captivity. Verse 12 says, now there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard, and he told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man, he interpreted according to his own dream. Verse 14 says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothing and hallelujah and came to Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in verse 41, hallelujah, hallelujah, in 41 the Bible says, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. See, it was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. For you to go through, for people to hallelujah, for your family to turn on you, for you to be accused and locked up in prison. Amen. It was necessary, amen, for them to forget you, amen. For the set time for God is gonna appoint you and bring you out. It is necessary for the God's plan, hallelujah, for God to be glorified.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If we go to verse, hallelujah, chapter 45, verse 4 through 8, hallelujah.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God, I wish I had a little more time to tell it all. The Bible says in, hallelujah, Genesis chapter 45, verse 4 through 8.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they came near, and then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here for God. I want you to understand. Hallelujah. For God sent me before you to preserve life. It was necessary. Mama, I'm not mad at you because you didn't treat me right. Dad, I'm not mad because you never. Friend, I'm not mad because you lied on me and you missed out. Sister, I'm not mad because you didn't remember me, but you remember that. I'm not mad because it was necessary for what God has for me. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 6, it says, for these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a prosperity for you in the earth. and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Amen. It was necessary. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, amen, and the Lord of his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, church, it was necessary.
Hallelujah.
Your pain was necessary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isolation was necessary. They turned on you because it was necessary. They beat you down because it was necessary. Hallelujah. You say, why is that? Why I had to go through? Because it was necessary. Because God was doing a work in you. Amen. Not only for you, but for the multitude. Amen. Hallelujah. From generations to generations. Because what God has done in you that was necessary, it's going to bless and it's going to keep on blessing in the name of Jesus. It was necessary. It was necessary. Amen. It was necessary. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It was necessary.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. We have to understand, hallelujah, why things are necessary. And many things that happened in the Bible, it was necessary. When we think about Jesus, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
When he came, amen, he had to die because it was necessary.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It was necessary, amen. It was no way around that. It was necessary. It had to come to pass. He came to die for us, amen. It was necessary. Even when Peter tried to stop and said, no, Lord, hallelujah, I would give my life before that happened. Even before when he cut the ear off as the soldier that came to take Jesus away, hallelujah, Jesus said, no, it is necessary. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in Matthew, amen, hallelujah, as we get ready to wrap up here. Matthew 26, hallelujah. I'll give you all a second there to get there.
Yeah.
Matthew 26, verse 52
mm-hmm.
through 56.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 52 through 56, the Bible says, but Jesus said to him, put your sword in this place.
Mm-hmm.
For all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot pray to my Father?
Yeah.
And he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels.
Yeah.
How then could the scripture be fulfilled
mm-hmm.
that it must happen thus? Verse 55 said, in that hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me?
Mm-hmm.
I sat down daily with you teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me.
Mm-hmm.
But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled because it was necessary. It was necessary. Jesus said, did you not think that I couldn't get out of it? Did you think I couldn't call upon my Father that he would send me help? Not one, two, three, but 12 legions of angels. He said, do you not, I set upon you in the temple and you could not seize it because it was not time yet. But now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
It is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take his life. The Bible said he gave up the ghost. Amen. He came to die. Amen. Hallelujah. He came to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it was necessary for our salvation.
Yeah.
It was necessary.
Yeah.
When we look at these scriptures here, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
we thank God on today. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Thank you.
We know there's Peter
mm-hmm.
in the Bible who cut off the servant's ear. Peter was trying to prevent what he saw as defeat.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that Jesus had to die in order to gain victory. He didn't realize that it was necessary, hallelujah, hallelujah, for Jesus to die in order to gain the victory.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus demonstrated perfect commitment to his Father's will, amen? His kingdom would not be advanced with swords, but with faith and obedience. It is necessary.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. We thank God on today as we wrap up here and
yeah.
the word that went forward, Lord, we just thank you for your word.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, we thank you for your word is forever
mm-hmm.
established in heaven. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is the word.
Mm-hmm.
He is the word. He is the word. Hallelujah. The Bible says here
yeah.
In John 9, verse 1, hallelujah, to 6, the Bible says, now when Jesus passed by and he saw a man that was blind from birth.
Yes.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus answered, and neither the man nor his parents sinned, but that the work of God
yes.
should be revealed in him.
Yes.
It was necessary.
Yes.
It was necessary. Yes. He said, why? Because so the work of God could be revealed in him.
Yes.
He said, I must work the works of him who sent while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Verse 6 says, when he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And verse 7 said, and he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Many from that day forth who knew who he was before, they went seeking Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It was necessary because they knew it was nobody but God.
Mm-hmm.
This wait a minute, this is we ain't never seen that. Like, we know who you are. We know you were born like this.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. The parents, they didn't do anything. The child, it was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm just so blessed that when we understand, expose the work of the enemy, because he's deceitful. Amen. He comes to deceive us. Amen. In every way. Amen. Hallelujah. To set us up, to set us back. Amen. To destroy us. Amen. But I thank God on today that we understand and know that it was necessary. Everything you went through, everything you're going through right now. Amen. Because you're a child of God, it is necessary.
Yeah.
It is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It is necessary. As we wrap up here, and I keep saying, I know I need to get out of here and get down the road. I just thank God for the word on today, because we could be free. You could be free right now. It's your choice. You could be free right now. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10, it's Apostle Paul, he continued to go to God and ask God to remove the thorn from his side. And he says, at least I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. At least I be exalted above measure.
Yeah.
Concerning these things, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it may depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, he said, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. I want you to understand it is necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are going, Lord, I'm in ministry. I'm laying hands and I'm healing the sick. Amen. I'm casting out demons. But Lord, myself, I'm hurting. I'm aching. Hallelujah. I got a disease that will is clinging to my body. But God said it's necessary so I can keep you in this place. Hallelujah, because I want to use you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I take it out, you're going to exalt yourself. Amen. Mm-hmm. And because I know the Bible says that the day that exalt themselves, he will, hallelujah, he will humble you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I'm going to keep you humble. Huh? He said, I'm going to keep you humble. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to keep you because I know you. Hallelujah. It is necessary. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. As I close here,
mm-hmm.
I thank God and understand it's necessary, even for my walk and things
mm-hmm.
that I went through. Hallelujah. When God called me in the ministry
mm-hmm.
and just being able to see with new eyes, I pray that for you today. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know
mm-hmm.
that all things work together
yeah.
for the good
yeah.
to them
yeah.
that love God,
yeah.
to them who are called according
uh-huh.
to his purpose.
Uh-huh.
It is necessary.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one on today? Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Will there be one on today and understand it is necessary? God is doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. He's doing it right now while you're going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's doing it right now when you don't understand. Amen. If you
yeah.
just trust him, because it is necessary.
Yeah.
You will testify the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. What a blessed word. What a such a mighty blessed word today. God bless you, Apostle. May every single virtue that left your body, may it be restored to you in the mighty name of Jesus. May every single step that you take be ordered by the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. When you go down the road, take that focus right there, take it on to the one next door, and take it on down the solid rock in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. There may be one here today that heard this word today, and you realize that there's a reason why you are right where you are right now. See, I don't know where you're at right now. I can't see you. But God knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly where you are. And there's a time and there's a season for every single thing. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, never before prayed the prayer of salvation, you heard this message today, heard the word of God speaking to you today. And today you want to be saved. You know, you desire to be born again. Will you press one? Will you press one right now while you still have time? And now is the time. Tomorrow is the promise to anyone. Later on this evening, it is not promised to anyone. Here today, gone today. But right now, this moment right now, will you give your life over to Christ? It is necessary. He gave his life for you, that you may have life and have it in abundance. Will you take advantage of that today? Will you press one? Even if you are streaming live, call in 845-277-9213 and press one. And say, Pastor, I give it all up today. I've run as long as I can run. But today, I desire to be born again. Well, I'll help you. I'll help you. Pray this simple prayer. Hallelujah, I'll help you. If you're in need of prayer of anything else for today, or tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, Uncle Joe will keep you lifted up in prayer. We know what your prayer request is, and we're trusting in God. You know that he has already supplied every single thing that you prayed about in the name of Jesus. Anyone else have something that you want to bring to the altar in prayer? You know, this is the reason why, you know, Jesus has given his life for us, that we are in right standings with God through him, and we can come to the throne of grace, not shamefully, not in a place of condemn, not in a place of unbelief or disbelief, but in a place of boldness, knowing that when we come to the throne of grace, this is a blood purchase right that we have to come to the throne of grace, praying about all that we would have. That means you know that you have a relationship with God, and because you know you have a relationship with God, you can come to him with every single thing. Will you press one today? If you are looking for a church home, do you believe that Apostle Tal Nigla and I and Minister Learn Green, you know, we are here in the Gospel Public Ministry. You believe this is a ministry for you? This may be your first time here. Do you believe this is a church for you? Will you press one? See, it doesn't make a difference where you are. Whether you be here in Texas with us, whether you be in next door to Uncle Joel Washington, you know, there in New York, or whether you be in Chicago, next to Minister Learn Green, or wherever you are, whether you be in Louisiana, no matter where you are, there's no time, no distance in spirit. We're just going to love on you. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to love on you through the eyes, through the lens of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we're going to preach the word, and feed you, and give you all that God has given unto us. We need you just as much as you need us. Will you pray? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for every single anointed heart that had a heart to receive today, and every single anointed ear ear to hear today. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one that's here and over all of our brothers and sisters that desire to be here and could not, over every single thing that we are in today, whether it be something small or whether it be something large. We plead your blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us today. We know that all is well. And that's what we say, all is well. We are well because Jesus is well. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again. Amen. For our announcements for today, this is February the 26th, 2023. Let's see what we have on the announcements today. We just want to recognize all of the birthday babies today, everyone that's celebrating a birthday today, or if you have celebrated a birthday this month, you know, we say happy birthday to you. My son Jake, he just had a birthday here on the 24th. Happy birthday, son. My grandmother, she celebrated her birthday at the beginning of this month. She turned 88 years old. Happy birthday, grandma, and everybody else. My nephew, he turned 12 today. He turned 12 this month. So happy birthday to all of the February babies. Happy birthday, and many, many, many more. May you be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single one that's celebrating an anniversary this month, happy anniversary to you. We know that God, he ordains marriages. God wants man and woman to be joined together in holy matrimony. That means to be joined together in him, trusting in him. He brought us together. He gave us eyes to see one another. So happy anniversary to every single one and many, many more. Trusting God in every single area. Don't let any area in your relationships you not acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost, you know, in the middle of it all. He'll show you, you know, how to live with your partner. Amen. How to love them, you know, how to give to them, how to share with them, because this is his will. So happy anniversary. If you are here in the Houston area, we do have a stage play that's coming up. It's a brand new stage play. It's coming up here March the 18th. It'll be at Midtown Art Center right here in Houston, Texas. My wife, Apostle Talnika, you know, she's the writer, the producer, you know, actor. You know, she's really have done a great, great job. This is a brand new play, that, you know, I see her sit up, you know, during the day and at night, and she will write this play, and I'm telling you, it is so, so, so good. So if you are in this area, you know, do come enjoy the play. You know, God has given us the many ministries, and the ministry of laughter is very important. It's very important, you know, that you have laughter in your life, knowing how to be able to have joy. That's what God wants us to do, to have joy in him. So if you want to purchase tickets, you can go online. We have a new website. It's up and running. Go to www.thegoodcomedy.com and purchase your tickets there. I think there's another place that you can go. You can go on Facebook. You know, just look up, you know, the same thing, Good Comedy. Look up Good Comedy on Facebook, or look up T. Chantel, and you can be able to purchase your tickets there. For any other information or some specific amount of tickets that you want to buy, you know, do call the number that's on there. But I do encourage you to go online to purchase your tickets there. We're going out, you know, to the people. You know, this is the gospel public ministry. So we go out, you know, to minister to those who are in need, no matter what it is, whether it be they in need. Sometimes people just need somebody, you know, just to talk to. I actually met someone yesterday, and I met him there. I was getting some food at one of my friends, and he and his family's business. You know, the guy, he was right there, you know, and he was able to minister to me, and I was able to minister to him, and God has made it a way to where it's a brand new relationship. So that's what we're going to do. If you are here in the Houston area, you know, do join us. You know, call us if you do want to participate to go out to serve the needy, whether they be elderly, whether they be children, whether they be homeless or whoever it is. It may be someone that walking through the grocery store, you know, whatever it is. So we are the Gospel Public Ministry. So do call us. Do call us. You can call us on this line. You can leave us a message, or you can call on my number or text me, 832-907-6820, and say you want to participate. I think that concludes all of our announcements for today. You know, this is such a beautiful day. Join us here again. You know, we'll be back here at 2 p.m. You know, I'll be delivering the word today at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we'll be back here. We'll be back on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, you know, you just come in, invite somebody. Hey, man, invite somebody to come to Sunday service. You never know who you may invite. This might be the opportunity for them to be able to receive all that God has for them to do. You bring them. That's why we are the body of Christ. We are to bring those lost ones that don't know God, and even those that do know, we ought to bring them to Christ. That's what God equips us for, to bring them to Christ. So bring them to church. Amen. We'll go ahead on and close out here. Lift up your hands right here where you are. But before we go, we'll give you an opportunity. Before we go, we'll give you an opportunity to give. You know, we get to give. You know, our worship is not complete without gift giving. Every single where, you know, in the word of God, you know, gifts were always brung. So you get an opportunity to give. You don't have to give. We get to give. And this, we know that this place right here, God sees us as being cheerful givers, not giving out of necessity, but giving out of the kindness of your heart, because he is the one that gives unto you. So you can't be a blessing if you have not been blessed. Amen? So, dude, if you want to give, you know, we have an opportunity for you to give through Cash App. You can give that way. You Cash App whatever amount, you know, that you would like to give, you know, whatever is in your heart. Cash App to Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor spell out. And Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. And we'll be happy to receive those gifts, and this is what we use to actually minister to those who are out there where we go out, you know. So that's an opportunity for you to give, and we thank you for it right now. Let's pray over every single gift. God, we thank you for every single person that had to give, every single one that didn't have to give, and every single one that have a desire to be able to give it. We thank you, Father God, for giving unto us good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. We know that men give into our bosom, so we have that same opportunity to give to others in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. All right, so here we are here. I'll give the benediction. Raise up your hands right here where you are. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Join us here at 2 p.m. If you do have the opportunity, if you don't have the opportunity, you know, keep the word of God in your mind. Keep the word of God in your mouth. Don't allow Satan or anybody that is serving him to take your mind off of God's word, that he's come to immediately strip the word of God from your minds and from your hearts. Amen? For you to lose focus. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. Apostle Talanik and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Just remember that God loves you and ain't nothing else but God's love that's for you. God bless you. May God keep you.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
ooh, I just want to say it
one time.
Write my name in the book, call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya
one time.
One, 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 one. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I
yeah.
Hear
the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get
there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout.